Wounds. Part of being human is experiencing some wounding. It may be a scraped knee from falling, a burnt finger from touching something hot, or a variety of other things that injure us. These skin wounds often need cleaning, application of a medical salve, a bandage, and time to heal. We also may experience wounding in our souls that comes from betrayal, rejection, abuse, sin, disappointment, and regret. Although we might tell others and try to convince ourselves that we are not wounded, fear and anger, self-hatred and inability to forgive, addiction and anxiety are all evidence of the hidden wounds in our soul. Living successfully in recovery has a lot to do with identifying and taking care of our wounds. In the Bible we read, "He himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." From 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Jesus cared so much about the wounds he knew we would experience that he suffered and died for us on the cross. His death and resurrection and our trust in him opens the way for us to find freedom from every wound. Just as physical wounds need to be cleaned in order to heal, so our hearts need cleansing and the healing that only Jesus can bring. God will wash us clean from our sin if we ask. After a skin wound is cleaned, an antiseptic salve is applied to protect the wound and assist in healing. When we read the Bible and fill our hearts with who God says we are, our souls find protection from the damage of the evil one's lies. We put a bandage on a wound to protect it, changing it as often as necessary until new skin covers the wound. Similarly, we must look after our souls as we heal, because the devil looks around to see what other lies and harm he can inflict. From the Bible we read, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." From 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, Psalm 107, verse 20, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for caring about my wounds. Cleanse me, heal me, protect me from the evil one. I trust you to make me whole. Amen.